This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, April 13th. Well, I thought I'd update you on what I foresee for the rest of this week. We survived the inflation announcement today. The consumer price index was up 0.6% in March, and that was slightly more than the economists were expecting. They were expecting 0.5. But, gas prices went up 9.1% in March, and approximately half of the CPI's increase was gas prices. And gas prices are up 22.5% in the past 12 months. So if we back out energy costs, inflation is still running well within the Fed's range, and it doesn't look too bad. And by the way, the Fed also goes off something called the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index. So that's a little different. And so we'll see. But the Fed was purposely trying to stimulate the economy. They've made the money supply explode. That's why the stock market went up. That's why the housing market's so strong. It is what it is. There's just a lot of money sloshing around the system right now. So I don't think we should worry about inflation. That was just something that they were talking about. The news on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine being suspended today, I don't think we should worry too much about that, because obviously there's other vaccines out there. Although the Johnson & Johnson is going to be a lot more convenient for a lot of people because it's one shot and it builds antibodies over 90 days. So a lot of people still would prefer to get that if possible. So hopefully it'll be back online. But the main thing is everybody's focused on the economic growth. We're going to know that very clearly on Thursday when retail sales come out. And I'm expecting a stunning retail sales report, mainly because in January, retail sales went up 7.6% when they had the $600 debit card sent out to folks. Now that they've sent out $1,400 direct deposits or checks in the mail, that should really cause retail sales to surge. Also, retail sales were held back in February by the freeze that covered much of the country. So we're going to have a lot of good economic news on Thursday. Then, of course, we're in the midst of a record earnings for most companies. Sales and earnings momentum will peak with these first quarter results. They're still going to go higher for the rest of the year, but momentum is going to slow a bit because the year-over-year comparisons get a little bit more difficult. But, folks, the only thing to really worry about is, a lot of people just think it's kind of weird how volume is light. And if we can go up in light volume, but then we get some good news, we're going to go up a lot more in higher volume. So I don't think we should worry too much about the light volume. We've studied that when this happens historically, it doesn't typically hurt the market. It just means that investors are content, okay? So I just want you to know that nothing's really changed. Let's go in this earnings announcement season locked and loaded. Let's stop worrying about the inflation fears. It's not impacting the bond market adversely, so we shouldn't worry about it. It doesn't really affect our growth stocks long-term anyway. In fact, our growth stocks are great inflation hedges. Let's just prepare for wave after wave of stunning quarterly announcements in the next few weeks. And I want you to enjoy the ride, and we should be a lot higher. Now, after these first quarter results, I do expect the market to get more narrow, more selective. That's just normal. As any market goes higher, it gets a little bit more picky. There's fewer leaders. But that's nothing to worry about. So just enjoy the ride. Now, there are international incidents going on. President Biden's warned Russia not to, cross into Ukraine because they built all these troops on the border. Taiwan is, being buzzed by China all the time, and that's interesting what's going on over there. So there could be some international incidents. Obviously, there was the there's some incidents between Israel and Iran that going on are just distractions. But none of this is going to impact our stocks. And the other thing I want to assure you folks is, these military distractions are just that. What happens is the world is too small to have military events anymore. There's just too much at stake. We're not going to go to war with China because there's too much business being done. So we might try to defend a country, align with a country. But the truth of the matter is I don't expect these incidents to derail the stock market if there isn't going to be an incident. But, you know, a lot of countries, including our own, like to do a show of force. That's why we got some Navy ships in the Caspian Sea right now. And it's just interesting just to watch everything in full. But in the end, it's all about earnings, earnings, and more earnings, and what have you done for me lately, and how fast is your economy growing? And the U.S. is in the midst of a stunning economic recovery. We are leading the world in growth for the first time since 2005. China is still growing, but our impact on worldwide GDP growth will be higher. So just hang on, enjoy the ride, folks, and let's let these earnings do their thing. Don't worry about oscillations in stocks. What's down today will often be up tomorrow. So when I do invest accounts, I usually buy the ones on dips and then just wait for dips in the upcoming days to nibble on stocks for new accounts. So I'm very, very comfortable right now, and I think we're going to have a stunning earnings announcement season. And enjoy that on Thursday. Enjoy that retail sales report. It's going to be incredible. Take care, everybody. Louis Navelier.